The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
Welcome to the program, Dana Lash with you. We have a number of, we got some weird things to unpack today. And getting into the latest with Iran, because as you know, Trump laid out his, he put down what he expects from Iran. And Iran has issued their own list of demands as well. So Trump had, I guess it was yesterday that he put it out. It's a, he had a 15-point peace plan. And then now Iran is saying, hold up, wait a second. We have our own. We have our own. They don't, but it's not a peace plan. And by peace plan, they mean we want to still be able to do all of the stuff that we're doing without any kind of consequence at all whatsoever. We still want to be able to enrich uranium because, you know, it's just strictly for peaceful power purposes. You know, that's why we need it enriched to the level of, you know, 60% and beyond. So that's where we are. So they responded. They have a list of their own little demands. They want all U.S. bases closed. They said that they want the closure of U.S. bases. They sent this plan, and it was apparently Washington, the plan that the administration sent was modeled on his Gaza plan. And now they sent their own. And they want the closure of bases, all bases in the Middle East. Well, that's not going to happen because they're terrorists. They don't get to make demands because they've had their naval fleet destroyed. That's gone. They really have no way to respond militarily. We have air supremacy. They don't get to make demands. They can accept our request or nothing. That's it. That's it. They don't get to negotiate. We went through this with Obama, Biden. We're done with the negotiations. We're finished. They don't get to do this anymore. But I see people, let me pull this link up. Did you guys see this piece that came out yesterday? And they are really pushing dissent from people like McChrystal. I don't know if you guys saw this. This was one of the things that was bubbling up yesterday. And they also had Mattis. And a lot of veterans are coming out and saying, well, they disagree with Mattis on this, including my friend Joey Jones. But they've had McChrystal go out. They had Mattis. And they've really, we talked about Mattis a little bit yesterday. Stanley McChrystal, he was they had a Rolling Stone piece on him. And he had given an interview to the New York Times. And on the cover, I think, what is it? Rolling Stone. They had, you remember they did this piece on him back in 2010. And it said the runaway general, the profile that brought down McChrystal, right? Now, remember, maybe you remember, Rolling Stone is the magazine that ran that rape hoax where they went after the UVA fraternity. They also gave one of the Boston bombers, the Teen Beat treatment on the cover of their publication. So, of course, you know, they would do something like this. But they went after him, or Stanley McChrystal went after Hegseth, Sec Ward, in the New York Times, saying, quote, he was disappointed by the current atmosphere that is communicated from the top, saying that elite operators weren't braggadocious and, quote, didn't beat their chest. He literally went to Rolling Stone to run his mouth. McChrystal did. I don't really think that McChrystal gets to talk about braggadocious. He went to Rolling Stone to run his mouth. That's why he got in trouble, if you remember. I also feel like some of these people don't remember people like Patton and others. I mean, there's always been that. There's no problem with it. Is it effective? Yes, I think it's effective. Do we need that to be effective right now? Actually, I kind of think we do. These were people who looked the other way when you had people in the military who were dressing in full-on, men dressing in skirts and full-on makeup, going through. You guys remember that. But this, but acting braggadocious is bad. But dressing up, being, you know, full on, demanding even surgery for a transition, that was okay. This is bad. They're going after everything that's related to this, to Iran. There is a faction. There is definitely an op. They want the country to fail. And I was thinking about this when I saw this. I didn't watch all of it. I was looking at the transcript because, gosh, I cannot sit. Oh, can I just, podcast, Destan does the same damn show every single day. Every day they do the same show. What are we going to talk about today, podcast, Destan? Hey, let's talk about how everything's fall to the Jews. Is that the same or different than yesterday? No, it's the same thing. What are we going to talk about today, podcast, Destan? Well, how about everything's fall to the Jews? Oh, and Qatar's awesome, and we love Sharia. Damn, that sounds like the left. They do the same show every single day. And then they all get, and they host each other on each other's shows, so they don't have to go anywhere else. And then they also feed the algorithm. That's what that's all about. So they go on each other's shows. They do the same show every day. And I noticed, that's why I can't listen to it. It's just all garbage. But I read this transcript, excuse me, from Tucker, where he was, and we played some of it yesterday, where he was saying, oh, well, you know, Western cities. You're not going to find a Western city. You're not going to find such a great Western city, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and he was trying to compare it to the Middle East. And I keep thinking, this is somebody who sounds like they hate America. What happened to the Tucker that loved America? I mean, just what was it? In his book that he had ghostwritten, everybody, apparently, so many of these people ghostwrite their books. The discussion that he was having about China in one of his books. He was saying, oh, you can't live with China being a major power. It was a threat that should be isolated. That's what he was saying in April of 23. It's a threat that should have been isolated. This was back, yeah, April 2023. And then now he's saying that the United States should share power with China and that we live in a multipolar world. That's maddening. That's insane. I mean, it seems like he's had a genuine change of heart and doesn't like America. It sounds like he talks like somebody that doesn't like America. I mean, he used to think, like I said, that it was bad to have China be a dominant force or a major power in this globe. And now he doesn't think that at all. Now he's saying, no, we should share power. We should share power with China. And what are you going to get out of it? This idea of, this goes back to this multipolarity that we've been talking about, the battle for the soul of the right. We'll talk a little bit more about this. But to see these people like McChrystal go out and attack Sec War in New York Times, to see Mattis, he was at an energy conference. I don't even know why he decided to say that at an energy conference. My friend Johnny Joey Jones was remarking to some of it because Mattis was quoted by media of saying that it was kind of idiocy to go to war against Iran, saying that the demands were delusional. This is just mind-boggling to me. Jones had said, quote, over 4,400 U.S. service members died in the Iraq War from the invasion that Mattis commanded, by the way, March 2003 through the official withdrawal in 2011. He says this result of those lives lost was a new war fighting ISIS in 2014. He says, I respect Mattis, but he has very little room to publicly critique a Middle East military operation led by those who fought under his command simply because it doesn't mirror his strategy and doctrine. I mean, we could talk quite a bit about Iraq, could we not? We have a lot more to get into, including this. We'll play that audio, including that Tucker audio. I just don't understand. People want the United States to lose. And it's weird to see people that I thought I knew cheerlead for it. So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is kind of funny. So this is KIRO, Channel 7. If you're going to commit a crime, don't take your animals with you. That's the message from the Pierce County Sheriff's Office in Tacoma. They said that it was in a response to a call last week where deputies tried to arrest two suspects in a freshly stolen vehicle. The 29-year-old driver was arrested and taken into custody after a foot chase. The passenger ran off with her kitten. After a few months of searching for the woman, she was found hiding underneath a pickup truck. She came out from underneath it. They made her get on her stomach to be handcuffed. And she says, "Dude, can I please get my kitten? I just want to keep him safe." The cat was uninjured, turned over to Tacoma Humane Society. Don't take your kittens with you when you're stealing a car. I'm glad the kitten's okay. Let's see. This Pittsburgh Stadium employee was suspended after taking his belt off to beat a fan who spit on him in a viral video. And he's getting a lot of support online, and I don't disagree. So this usher for the Pittsburgh Pirates was suspended because this fan, during this altercation, it's all on video, spits on him. He was wanting a confrontation. So the guy takes his belt off and whips him. I mean, I think maybe he solved the problem and don't need to fire him. But what about the guy who was doing the spitting? What about him? Stick with us. Dana here, folks. I have talked about Relief Factor for some time. You guys know that I don't really talk about anything on this show that wouldn't be put to use in my own home. And I've mentioned before how much it's helped my husband. He had old sports injuries from hockey and football and knee pain. And Relief Factor has been a huge help for him when it comes to those daily aches and pains. So that's one of the reasons why I like to talk about Relief Factor, because I've seen that it makes a difference. And now Relief Factor has improved their formula, made it even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract that helps your body absorb the high quality ingredients more effectively. So you're actually getting even more benefit from what you're already taking. It's just a simple change, but it makes a real difference in terms of how your body uses it. So if you've been thinking about trying Relief Factor, this is a great time to start. And if you're already using it, you're now getting an even better version of a product that's already helped so many people. So get started with the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. That's relieffactor.com or 800-4-RELIEF. How good would it feel to finally get out of pain?
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
As viciously as possible from moment one. And that's why we see ourselves as part of this negotiation as well. We negotiate with bombs. You have a choice as we loiter over the top of Tehran, as the president talked about your future. The president has made it clear that you will not have a nuclear weapon. The War Department agrees. Our job is to ensure that. And so we're keeping our hand on that throttle as long as hard as is necessary to ensure the interests of the United States of America are achieved on that battlefield.
He's not wrong. That's SecWar Hegseth, who's discussing the negotiation tactics. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, with you. There are a lot of people who think that, you know, we should, I guess, have waited with Iran and waited until they were able to get full enrichment and waited until they were able to develop all of these and build all of these other missiles with China's help. POTUS didn't want to do that. He thought that, and that's what Rubio in the very beginning was talking about, it's sometimes the consequence of not doing anything is greater than the consequence of taking action. Inaction can be worse sometimes than action. And this is exactly what he's talking about. Now, as far as like the whole thing of ground troops, this is so ridiculous. I love one of the things I like, the accounts I like following is John Conrad. He runs the biggest, really like one of the biggest maritime accounts out there. He's been in the White House. He's, you know, talked to the administration, etc. I wanted to read this post that he had because this is very insightful. He says this, quote, Trump is not escalating this into a major ground war. Let me spell this out with crayons, which I think is funny because, you know, he's Merchant Marine. He goes, let me spell this out with crayons. He says, I'm a U.S. Merchant Marine captain, 06, not 03 equivalent. We are a tiny forgotten service with one MF overarching specialty, moving escalatory armies overseas. He says it's true that a general like McChrystal, because, you know, McChrystal was criticizing Hegseth. He says it's true a general like McChrystal has far more knowledge about what to do after his tanks roll off our ships. But before those tanks roll off, they are our cargo. And he says, we are the specialists. He says, we climb all around those tanks. We secure them. We move them. We deliver them. Our commandant, who I talk to every single week, is in charge of that lift. Not whatever general, John Conrad writes, is waiting on the pier. Right now, we are in the before stage. He says, I absolutely know more about this than any general because I have spent decades training and living the life for this moment. He says, when generals want to move escalatory army divisions overseas, they call us. We don't specialize in every branch. Naval, Air Force, United States Marine Corps, Special Forces movements have their own lift pipelines. He writes, we can help, but that's not our core mission. But if you want to escalate a war, he says, with heavy ground forces, I get a call. He says, the Air Force has already called us to move more bombs into theater. So yes, the air campaign can escalate. But there are zero plans to escalate this into a large-scale ground invasion. Zero, caps lock. He says this cannot be done by airlift. The United States Air Force can't even get their own bombs overseas right now, let alone divisions of Army units. And if I do get the call, he writes, it will be months before we are landing tanks. So I repeat, he says, this cannot turn into a major war without my phone ringing. You can send Marines and air assault units without tanks to do raids, but a major landing force like McChrystal and these leftists is talking about is just not happening. Not yet. Not for months, if ever. And he says, when it does happen, I will tell you, because you can't move Army divisions in secret. Not since the Army, in a moment of idiocy, sold off its merchant marine preposition fleet last year. I mean, that's makes a lot of sense. Now, that's not including, and that's not, has nothing to do with Israeli ground forces. Has nothing to do with those. And they're not the only ones. You have some Arab nations that have their own armies. So when Trump is talking about any kind of troops, or really when anyone is, those are the ones that are going to be going in. In fact, the VP has mentioned that. Rubio has even mentioned that. So when they're discussing ground forces, they're not talking about U.S. forces. They're discussing Israeli forces. Israeli forces are already amassing. That's kind of well known. So the idea that we're doing this is just not accurate. Now, Conrad's post is addressing that narrative because McChrystal spoke about it to the New York Times. And I know why they brought McChrystal in to speak about it, because all these people, all these lefties were making these accusations that Trump was going to send in boots on the ground and we're going to be in a forever war. And so they brought in McChrystal as like an appeal to authority to sort of underscore that. And so that's what they brought him in for. And that's what John Conrad is addressing. It's very interesting. They've been, he's really corrected a lot about this. And it's weird now, especially, I mean, people are really, a lot of people are going off on McChrystal for this. They're saying Trump has shipped zero tanks, zero heavy artillery, zero heavy logistics units. It is a bombing and a naval campaign with some Marine and SOF, Special Forces elements. Not an army war, is what he says. He's like, so stop comparing apples to oranges. And he's addressing all of these people that are repeating McChrystal on our prospects. Because he's like basically going off and telling people, well, this is what we're going to be doing. Well, that's not what's happening at all. I think people who don't have any interest in winning wars should shut the hell up. Personally. I mean, this is it couldn't even be a forever war if Iran wanted it to be one, because they do not have the ability to prosecute a forever war, not even with China's help. And Russia's limited. They're already running out of drones. We know how many, they don't even have a lot of missiles because they would have been using them already. But they did lie about how far those missiles can go. That's why they were working with China to manufacture more. So this piece by John Conrad is incredibly clarifying because it addresses all of this. He says, he also adds too, you know, he talks about the U.S. Merchant Marines. It's, you know, it's a service. And that's what Merchant Marines do. I mean, they are crucial naval auxiliary in a time of war conflict. You know, they transport, I think it's something like 85 to 90% of military equipment, of the supplies and of the fuel to combat zones. They are often referred to as the fourth arm of defense. And they operate under the Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration. So that's what they do. They were active in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq. I mean, the Merchant Marine was created by Washington, George Washington. So that's there. And they while they are technically civilians, although they're still part of service, and that's been legally upheld too. And Conrad notes this. He explains that in a subsequent post. But that's not happening. We're not having boots on the ground. And you have a lot of these people who are running their mouths that apparently don't understand how all of this works. And this is when I like the clarification from these types of guys. What I don't like is somebody who's, you know, like McChrystal, who got in trouble himself for running his mouth to Rolling Stone, if you remember, trying to undermine the first Trump administration. And then he ended up getting in trouble. So I can't take these people seriously. I'm glad that Conrad's out there correcting these lies. It's important to do so. I saw one. This was a very interesting piece that came out from Infantry. Is a guy's, I understand he's anonymous online, but a veteran. He says this isn't even, and he's talking about the McChrystal attacks on Hegseth in the New York Times. And this veteran says, this isn't even what I dislike about General McChrystal the most. When he was our commander in Afghanistan, he told us to practice, quote, courageous restraint. He said a rules of engagement policy that largely gave the enemy the advantage and put us on the back foot. It was so ridiculous that Netflix made a movie about it starring Brad Pitt. The movie was a joke. It was meant to be funny. He says it sure wasn't that funny to some of us who lived it. He says, I am uninterested in his advice here or his opinion about behavior. Courageous restraint. That is one of my biggest things is rolling back rules of engagement. When he's talking about this policy, I mean, you basically have to consult a lawyer before you even think about looking at the trigger. It's one of those things. You handicap our warfighters. And they should just be unleashed when it's time and when it's necessary to do what they do best. Without all of these pencil pushers looking over their shoulders and trying to backseat drive. Let these guys do what they're trained to do. That's one of the things I've always been highly critical of. And that was so completely just, it was the policy under Obama Biden. And even really under Biden. So a lot of these people are rolling their eyes at McChrystal, especially when he violates his own rules of order, right? He violates his own ethics. He sits here and runs his mouth to Rolling Stone. And then, you know, he's shocked when he gets in trouble about it. What do you think was going to happen? A few other things. Reuters is confirming that the U.S. has been allowing fuel into private businesses in Cuba, like foreign operated hotels. But any publicly run institution, apparently, they're not allowed. Any state-run institution. That makes sense.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. So I'm curious, do you think that the New York Times, they ran the, you know, the stories that they ran about Hassan Piker's hotel? Was his one that was, I wonder if that doesn't sound like it was a state-run hotel.
Nope, he had power.
They purposefully chose a hotel where they knew that they would have power because they didn't want to live like all of the other Cubans. They wanted to go out there and exploit it. Yeah, this is from Reuters. U.S. ramps up to fuel exports to Cuba's private sector. Interesting. And it gets into this Reuters story. It gets into how 30,000 barrels of fuel, that's just this year to date, because we've had this, you know, oil blockade to Cuba, understandably, because of the regime. And they said that they've made an exception for their small but vital private sector. Rubio has said authorizing those fuel exports fits with a broader Trump administration policy entirely designed to put the private sector and individual private Cubans not affiliated with the government nor military in a privileged position. Boy, don't you think that that really also plants a seed? You're in a communist nation where they are controlling everything. And here you have a little bit of freedom because you're able to still power your business because you, it's a rare entity that the state doesn't own. And you know other people are seeing this. Look what freedom does and look what statism does. There is a big difference. So Cuba was getting, it was importing about 100,000 barrels per day. So apparently, you know, Rubio's plan is advancing and they're growing these volumes for these private entities. And apparently since the volume has increased since early February, so you're looking at about almost 1.3 million gallons. That's about one-tenth the typical medium-sized fuel tanker's capacity, which still is only a fraction of what the country uses, but that's something. Folks, I knew that I turned into an adult when I got excited about laundry detergent. I didn't think I was actually going to get excited about laundry products, but here we are. So I don't know if you've heard of laundry sauce. This is legit what I use. And I have this one. They sent me, because I've been purchasing this for several years now on my own. And the French saffron is like my absolute favorite. The bergamot is so good. And I love that I don't have to think about any of it. The smell alone is next level. I mean, this is one. So this is the Indonesian patchouli. And at first I was like, I don't want to smell like a hippie. But then I opened the box and it's amazing. Look how bougie this is too, by the way. Kane, have you smelled this?
I haven't.
Do you want to eat one? I'm kidding. Oh, gosh. Oh, it smells so good. This is like what clean is supposed to smell like. And everything is so soft and it's so nice. I have eczema and I have no problems in using any of their stuff. But here's like what really sold me. I mean, first off, you have these pre-measured pods, right? That you just saw. One and done. There's no guessing with it. But also, I really like the scent boosting chips that they have. And you can get it in the Australian sandalwood, the Italian bergamot, the Egyptian rose, French saffron. I mean, clean, warm. It's just the greatest scent ever. But like I said, you don't have to overthink any of it. The pre-measured pods, the scent chips, there's no mess, no guessing. It's super easy. And they have all of these extras with it. I mean, you have the dryer sheets. You have, like I said, the scent boosters, the liquid fabric softener, and your clothes feel incredible. And the dryer sheets, which I have here, they just lock absolutely everything in. I mean, it smells clean and soft and that you actually care about your laundry. All the guests in my house, they love the way everything smells. And I know I'm not the only one, by the way, because apparently 90% of people feel the same way after they switch to laundry sauce. Now, here's the deal. Laundry sauce just landed in Target, or you can say Target. You can find it in select stores, or you can do what I do and grab everything online, including the boosters and the conditioner and more. And for a limited time, all of you out there, you have the hookup. Take 20% off of your entire order when you use code Dana at laundrysauce.com/Dana. So that's 20% off everything at laundrysauce.com/Dana using promo code Dana. So upgrade your laundry game today. Seriously, you're going to actually look forward to laundry day.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida woman is on body cam footage showing, she's being accused of stealing a ton of people's mail. She's 36, Carrie Miller, and she faces over 60 counts of petty theft in Volusia County. That's crazy. She stole mail from dozens of people right out of their mailboxes. According to the arrest affidavit, a police officer found a laundry bag full of mail. And some of the mail inside, actually a lot of it, matched the addresses of the victims who had reported the thefts. According to the affidavit, they said that one of the victims saw the suspect stealing her mail on camera and ran outside to confront her. And then the suspect said, "Baby, I didn't take your mail." "Yeah, you did." And she said that she grabbed the bag to get her mail back, and the bag fell to the ground, and she fled on an e-bike. So they found her pretty quickly. And they arrested her, and they're trying to figure, they go, why? One of the officers goes, what in the world would compel you to steal all of that mail today? You're running around here looking like Santa Claus, because she's got this big laundry bag full of mail. She said she was holding it for a friend. I mean, just, I get it if you're stealing. I mean, I don't get it. It's still bad, but there at least is maybe like a purpose to stealing packages, but like actual letter mail, because the article talk, I mean, it's letters.
Right.
What is that? Like, was she looking for financial details about people? That's the only thing I can think of.
Mental.
Or mental, yeah. Let's see here. This Florida man faked a brain injury for years to try to get a $6 million insurance payout. This guy, he decided to defraud an automobile insurer in 2019. When Thomas George and Tamika Hampton decided to do it, they went real big. They said that George was so severely injured that he could no longer walk or talk. And so the couple's attorney made a settlement demand to General Star National Insurance Company for $6 million, contending that he would need lifetime care for an incapacitating brain injury as a result of this crash with an oil company truck. And yeah, it didn't actually go over well. He was a passenger in a car that got stopped by a sheriff's deputy, and he spoke to the officer and got out of the vehicle without assistance, even tried sprinting away from the officer after the officer discovered marijuana. And it was all on body camera, video, per their arrest affidavit. And obviously the people that, you know, they were in this fight with General Star National, they were tipped off. And then they forced him to get an examination from a neurologist. So now he's arrested and he's going to prison. She might get community service in lieu of paying court costs. So we'll see. We have more on the way as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Chapter. Chapter is, this is a great entity that helps a lot of folks with Chapter. And they're kind of new to the program. But essentially, with Chapter, what you're looking at is Medicare. Because Medicare is super confusing, especially with the introduction of Obamacare. And it's confusing on purpose for folks. And that confusion is exactly how people end up in the wrong plan, overpaying, but yet undercovered. So that's why finding somebody that you can, you know, is truly on your side, that breaks through the confusion, matters. And that's what Chapter does. They're not going to sell you on a couple of companies. They're just, they're the only advisor that compares every Medicare plan across the country to find what actually fits your doctors, your prescriptions, and your budget. It's like an honest translator for Medicare. They explain your options in plain English, and they help you avoid stuff that's great for insurance companies but terrible for you. People who work with Chapter save a little over $1,000 a year on their healthcare costs just by getting into the right plan instead of whatever's pushed at them. So whether you're on Medicare or getting close, they'll answer your questions, explain enrollment, and help you feel confident instead of confused. Take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say Medicare plan. That's #250. Say the words Medicare plan and get your options reviewed with Chapter.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallo 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
That looks familiar. It's the First Lady walking out with this robot, and he is walking. So she walks, I don't know the robot's what it's called, but she's walking out to this press conference with this robot. Can you just throw that back up there real quick? Because that looks real familiar to me. Hold up. Let me just see it walk again. It's something about it. It looks so familiar.
Yeah.
It's walking up. What does that remind you of? You know what? I think I know what it reminds me of. Juan, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Will you roll that clip? Oh my gosh, that's what it reminds me of.
Exactly.
That is the robot right there. It's just Joe Biden without the Joe Biden suit on. That's it. We now know who it is. That is the robot right there.
No joke.
Yep, that's
Here's
the robot.
The deal.
You dog faced pony soldier. That is it. That is it right there. That's who it is. Good heavens. Well, I mean, I don't know.
It was weird. The robot walked right up to the microphone and said, "Whatever, fat."
Yeah.
And we were like, "What? Man, this is really, a lot of this is pointing
it's
to."
It's so much like him.
Yeah.
Familiarity. I think you were saying that wasn't really Joe Biden this whole time. Kane, I think maybe you were correct.
See?
I think maybe it was a robot time. In a Joe Biden suit.
It only takes time with those conspiracy theories.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's exactly what, that is uncanny. You all can't tell me that you didn't see that. That is uncanny. That legit had his walk, that little unshaky. That was him. That was exactly him.
The robot was slightly more stable than the Biden.
A little bit.
Saw. Just a little bit, but I think it's because of the shoes.
And can I add that the robot also looked like it knew where it was going. Like it turned and to the right and knew exactly where it was going. Like it wasn't following the first lady. It was knew where it was. She was following it. Yeah. It knew exactly where it was going. So it's this new bot that they have that they were rolling out with because they're talking about AI and et cetera, et cetera. It is a, it's an American built humanoid robot. And they were doing this Fostering the Future Together roundtable on AI education. And it's a Figure robot. Figure is an AI robotics company. And they're the ones who are trying to make, they're trying to bring these things to market first. They call it a first commercially viable autonomous humanoid robot. So yeah, that's legit, Biden. It's just Joe Biden. Just be honest about it. Our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is out there. They've stood on the front lines for over a decade, delivering top-tier service while funding the Christian conservative movement. With prioritized premium access on all three major U.S. networks, you get fast speeds, dependable nationwide coverage, and 100% U.S.-based customer support. You also get unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, and more. Everything that you would expect from top carriers, with seamless activation in minutes. Your switch directly funds conservative causes through their proven stream of giving. Switch your service to Patriot Mobile. I did over 10 years ago. And take a stand for freedom. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana for a free month of service. Don't wait. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a semi full of nasty, disgusting, grotesque tofu that crashed 3 weeks ago is still sitting off I-44 in Phelps County, Missouri. It's been there for over 3 weeks. Yeah, because what is like tofu made of? Hatred and sadness?
It's fermented bean curd and from the soybean.
Ew, that's so gross. They said cleanup is a logistical nightmare. MoDOT is working with Missouri State Highway Patrol and the State Emergency Management Agency. It's 40,000 pounds of extra firm tofu, Kane. Oh. And apparently, because of the heat, as you said, Kane, it is super stanky. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. Almost as bad as Steve Bannon, but not quite. The heat is just making it. Does it get rancid? I mean, bean curd. I mean, I would assume it, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. What is? I don't even know what firm to. I didn't know there was different firm. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Fermentation.
Well, it is Ozarks. Man was accused of exposing himself at Lake of the Ozarks bar and then ran away after police used a stun gun. Oh my goodness, that couldn't have been comfortable. Apparently, he's charged with two misdemeanors because he exposed himself at the Miller County bar on Friday. That is a big bad no-no, even in the Ozarks. Stick with us, more in store.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.